ധ്യയമോദവളാവകുണ്ടനവധീം തേജോമയീം നൈഷ്ടിക്കീം സ്നിഗ്ധാംഗവിലോകിനീം ഭഗവതീം മന്ദസ്മിതശ്രീമുഖീം വാത്സല്യാമൃതവർഷിണീം സുമധുരം സങ്കീർത്തനാലാപിനീം ശ്യാമാംഗീം മധുസിക്തസൂക്തിം അമൃതാനന്ദാത്മികാമീശ്വരീം ശങ്കരാദിഗുരും പ്രണമ്യ ആരഭതേ അനുശാസനം ലഭതേ മോക്ഷം യസ്യ മതിഃ രമതേ നിർഗുണബ്രഹ്മണി അഹം സദാ ബ്രഹ്മൈവ ഏതദനുസന്ധാനം അപരോക്ഷാനുഭവ സന്ദായകം അചിരാത്. സോ പ്രീവിയസ്ലി വി സാ ടിൽ ദ ഫോർത്ത് ശ്ലോക ഓഫ് അനുഭൂതി പ്രകാശ ഫസ്റ്റ് ചാപ്റ്റർ. സോ വിദ്യാരണ്യ സെഡ് ദാറ്റ് അൾട്ടിമേറ്റ്ലി ബ്രഹ്മൻ അലോൺ എക്സിസ്റ്റ് ഓർ വൺ എൻറ്റിറ്റി സത്. Entity of Sat alone exists ultimately, but when we look at a empirical viewpoint, we find that there is Maya and there is Ishvara. So these two entities are there. So Maya is there, and the one who controls Maya is Ishvara. So Mayinam, so Mayam tu Prakritim Vidhi or Vidhyat, that is what we find Vidyaranya quoting from the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. So that is the same concept is what is there in Amishwar. Yeah, sorry. So the same concept, the concept that one Ishvara, one Brahman alone exists, nothing else. And duality is just Maya that is being explained even in Aitareya Upanishad. So Vidyaranya was explaining about that, and he said nistatvam vyavaharaham anrutam bala yakshavat. So this Maya, what is Maya? Nistatvam, it doesn't have any tattvam, it doesn't have any tattvam. Vyavahararham, but it is like valid from empirical viewpoint, it is useful for purposes, worldly purposes, but anartham, and it is unreal, and it is bala yakshavat, even as a bala, balo yaksham prakalpi asmat bibheti vyagrato yatha. So even as a bala gets scared of yaksha, in the same way, this Maya is not there, but it is Kalpana. So this concept is continued. So Vidyaranya says Vastu Tattvam Jadam Kinchit Kinchit Na Anyadasti Atma Vastunah Advayananda Rupatma Tada Supta Vivastitah. So Vastu Jadam, sorry, Vastu Tattvam. So Vastu Tattvam Jadam Kinchit Na Anyadasti. So there is nothing apart from this one entity of Brahman. So one entity of Brahman alone exists. Atma vastunah anyat kinchit na asti. Anyat vastu tattvam jadam. So whether it is vastu tattvam, like other than this Atma, like this vastuna and this supreme being of Atman, other than the Atman, nothing else exists. So nothing else exists. So jadam, whether it be jadam or chaitanyam, it doesn't matter. Whatever exists is one Brahman, one Vastu alone. Atma Vastu Naha Anyat Na Kinchit Asti Anyat Kinchit Naasti. There is nothing other than Atma Vastu. Atma Vastu alone exists. Which means Atma alone exists at all points of time. So that is what Vidyaranya is saying here. And this Advayananda Rupatma, this Advayananda Rupatma, this Atma which is Advayam and Anandam, which is non-dual. So non-dual means like which is without any, there is nothing apart from it. It is one alone. Ekameva Dvitiyam. So all Bhedam, all differences are negated in this word Atma. And it is Ananda Swarupam. So that which is Advayam, that which is without any duality, is obviously Advaita, Ananda Swarupa. Why? Because Anandam, like our Dukkham, is as a result of duality. Duality causes limitation. When limitation is caused, limitation leads to Dukkham. So Dukkham is caused out of limitation. Where does limitation come from? Limitation is caused out of, like we can in a way clearly say that limitation is caused out of duality. So when two-ness is there, when two-ness or two is there, that is where one limits the other. So there is a limitation of one by the other when two is there. So when two is there, limitation happens. Ultimately, like when this Atma is one alone, it is absolute. We can say it is absolute. So Anantam, or like we can say Nirapeksham, Nirupadikam. So it is one alone, therefore it is Ananda Swarupam. And that Atma, Tada, Tada, Kada, when, Yada, or like we can say before creation, Srishte Prag. So yeah, Kada, when, Srishte Prag. So that time, Tada, Supta Viva, Stidaha Suptau Viva, Stidaha Suptau. In the Sushupti Avastha, how the Atman is, in the same way the Atman is, in the state or in the time before creation. So before creation, what happens? It is similar to Sushupti. So like why, like before creation, isn't it that before creation, Brahman is, Brahman alone exists, so that isn't like the state of moksha? Definitely no. Because the moment we talk about before creation, that means creation is supposed to come. So when creation is supposed to come, there is ignorance which can cause creation. So that causing creation or the ability to cause creation itself is not there. So Shankara said, Bijasyanta Rivankuru Jagadidam Prang Nirvikalpakam. So, but that there Shankara says, like it's like Bija, inside the Bija, inside the seed, there is tree. Similarly, this world is in Brahman. So if it is like that, then how, who creates it, who brings it out? That bringing out is Maya. So because Punaha Maya Kalpita, because of Maya, that means remove Maya, it is Bijam itself, there is nothing there. There is nothing at all. Whatever is there is one Brahman alone. So Maya Kalpitam. Everything is Maya Kalpitam. Everything that we see is Maya Kalpitam. It is not real. So it is not real. Only Brahman exists. So Brahman alone exists means it is beyond even creation. So when we talk about creation or before creation, during creation, after creation, they are within the creation, like activity of creation. So at that time, the Atma is just like Sushupti. So in Sushupti, what exactly happens? So Sushupti analysis is kind of like very vast. So it is something like that can be analyzed more and more and more and more. But Sushupti analysis, what happens in Sushupti? In Sushupti, what happens is that in the deep sleep state, when we are sleeping, everything rusts. Everything temporarily vanishes. So where does it vanish? It vanishes back onto the Atman from where it has come. So it vanishes. So vanishes means like will it never come return again? That is not the case, because it will return again, because it has only temporarily vanished. That which is temporarily. So like a person who is living in the house, he leaves the house. So he has left the house temporarily because he will return back to the house again. He will definitely return back to the house because it is his house. He has to come back. So he will come back. So such returning back will happen. It's not that like such a person will not return back in the same way. In Sushupti, everything returns back to the Atman, but it will return again. So it will come back again. It has to come back again. So it will come back. In the same way, creation. So before creation is a state like creation. So before creation, creation, after creation. So these are three states from an empirical viewpoint. So like Sushupti. So like Sushupti, the Atman alone exists, everything else has temporarily vanished. So then what is that state also can be said to be moksha also, if we remember that creation is just an illusion. That is why moksha is beyond all states. So the chaturtha avastha, the fourth avastha is not an avastha itself. It's not an avastha itself, because you cannot say na prajna, na aprajnam, na prajnam, na aprajnam. So there is no consciousness, there is consciousness, there is no consciousness. So that is such a state. Such a state is kind of the state of the fourth state is not something that can be understood very easily because the fourth state is not a state. States can be understood, states can be compared, but the fourth state is not a state, it is beyond. It is always there. So that Brahman always exists, but before creation, Brahman exists. The Brahman alone exists, even as the Sushupti. In Sushupti, how Brahman exists? That is how Brahman exists in the or before creation. So Sushupti is a kind of a very apt analogy, because once we wake up, everything gets created again. So we can ask a doubt that, okay, in creation, before creation, after creation, and the next creation may not be the same. But that is not the case. So Krishna says in Gita that abhramma bhunal lokaha puraravartino Arjuna. So abhramma bhunal lokaha puraravartino Arjuna. Puraravartinaha. So they are repeating, like from Brahma till an amoeba, everything is repeating again and again. Punaravartinaha. Punaravartanam. So they will repeat again, they will come back again. So when they come back, what happens? So as Dhyaniya says, it is like a canvas. So canvas is there, like everything has been drawn, that is creation. The canvas is folded, destruction happens, canvas is opened up, then creation happens. Everything is happening the same way again. The same way again, like everything happens. Oh, in next yuga, I will be something else. Like maybe you will be something else, but this will get repeated over and over again. So even as once we go to sleep, when we come back, everything gets repeated again and again. The same way it happens before creation or creation. So it is important to remember here that like Sushupti, before creation, Brahman alone exists. If we are able to remember that Brahman alone exists, then automatically creation becomes just mithya. The moment that we say Brahmas, Brahmaiva, Brahman alone exists, then what is duality? If Brahman alone exists, duality cannot be real. If duality is not real, then what is it? It is called mithya. It is not real. The moment we say it is not real, that very moment problems will cease. So problems will cease because problems are due to duality. When duality is considered as an illusion, because like only Brahman exists, therefore problems end that very moment. So that is the purpose. So Sushupti is like the state of moksha. Like, I mean, moksha as well, everything is not there, only Brahman is there. But in moksha, everything might appear to be there, unlike in Sushupti. But whether they appear to be there or not there, it doesn't matter because it is not real. Whether water is seen in desert or not is not important. What is important is whether we know that the water we see in desert is not real. What is important is to remember that this world doesn't exist, whether we see the world or not. So that is why Ramana Maharshi used to ask the question that does the world say it exists or you say the world exists? The world doesn't come to us and say, I exist, I exist, I exist. We say that the world exists. So we say that the world exists. That means ultimately one Brahman alone exists. If we are able to remember this, then it will become like a Jivan Mukta here and now itself. So that is what is essential, or that is what is required. If we are able to understand that Brahman alone existed before creation, so which means even now Brahman alone really exists, then we will be able to attain the state of moksha quickly itself. So Vidyaranya continues, Nistatva api jagat bhanti maya nidreva kalpayet. So nirvikaru api asau atma maya vritya vacharet. So there can be a doubt. There can be a doubt that this world doesn't really exist. So if the world doesn't really exist, then who creates the world? So that is one thing. And if, like, irrespective of who creates the world, who is enjoying the world? Or if the answer is that I enjoy the world or you enjoy the world, then, like, I am different from Brahman because Brahman is not part of this world. Then how can we explain it? So that explanation is what Vidyaranya does in this sixth shloka. So he says first, Nistatva api jagat. Jagat nistatva. So nistatva. So it is without any tattvam. So jagat bhanti maya. So maya, like maya, is the cause of this world, and that maya is without any essence, but still nidra iva kalpayet. So like sleep, it is kalpayet. So kalpana. So sleep, like when we go to sleep, like we dream. So dream is not at all there. Dream is just something which is not at all existent. So in the same way, this world also doesn't exist. So it doesn't exist at all. Only Brahman exists, but due to Maya, it appears as is existing. So that is Kalpana. It is Kalpana. It is just a Kalpana. It is just Kalpana. So how can we know like whether it is Kalpana or not? I still see the world as existing. I just perceive the world. I can touch the world. I can experience things from the world. So how can you say that it is just Kalpana? So Kalpana can never stand any logic. So, Brahman also doesn't stand any logic. Yes, Brahman also doesn't stand logic, but Brahman is one's own nature which is uncontradicted. It ever remains the same. So, whereas the world constantly changes. So, constantly changing itself means it's not real. And then it doesn't stand logic, so it means that it is just an illusion. So, when we try to analyze, so that is why Krishna said very clearly, Narupam asyeha tatopalabhyate. Nanto na chadar na cha sampratishta. So we cannot know like where this world is, what this world is, where it is situated. So we cannot say anything, we cannot predict, it is unpredictable. So unpredictable. Like when we look at the world, like we can say, oh, world is ruled by karma. What is karma? Karma is like I did do some action and therefore I get reap fruit, a reap result of action. So why do I do action? Because of past karma. Where from the past karma came? Past karma. Where does it come from? Past. Where did it start? It will be the hen and egg story. We cannot come to any conclusion. The world is ruled not by karma. So, but the world is ruled by bhakti. Where does bhakti come from? Bhakti comes from our mind. Where does the mind come from? The mind comes from the mind comes from Mahatattva, Panchabhuta. Where does Panchabhuta come from? Panchabhutas come from Ishvara. Where does Ishvara come from? We cannot answer. If Ishvara has not come from anywhere, then Panchabhutas cannot be real in Ishvara. If Panchabhutas are real, then we can say, the mind came, bhakti came, and all those we can say. Else we cannot say. So where is this world? Like when we analyze this world, we cannot find any reason at all. Fate, destiny, anything under the sun. That is why the Shastras again and again bring our focus back on to Brahman. So that's why like Shankara has written so many works. In each of the work if we see, we'll find that the focus is again and again turned back to one Brahman, because that alone is real. Everything else will not stand logic. Everything else will not stand logic. So therefore only Brahman is real. So that Brahman we have to come to. So, okay, fine, Brahman alone exists. This world is just Kalpana. But who experiences this world? If we say like if the Brahman experiences the world, then Brahman becomes affected by the world because of the experience. And if we say the Jiva is experiencing the world, then is Jiva same as Brahman or not? If Jiva is same as Brahman, then Jiva also gets affected, or Brahman gets affected because Jiva gets affected by the world. If Jiva is different from Brahman, then Jiva becomes unreal because only Brahman exists. So who experiences this world? There cannot be any answer. There is answer. So who experiences? Who else can experience other than Brahman? Who else can experience? Only Brahman can experience. So nirvikaro api asau atma. This asau atma. This atma asav atma. So this atma. This atman means what atman? Which atman? The atman which is one with Brahman. So the Atman which is Brahman, this Atma alone, it is Nirvikaro, Nirvikaraha api. Though it is Nirvikara, so it is Nirvikara means without any change. So when we say Atma experience or Brahman experiences the world, that means Brahman is Nirvikara, so it cannot have any change. So then what does it mean? It just means that experience itself is not real. And considering that world is not real, experiences of the world is also not real. Therefore, Brahman experiencing the non-existent world will not affect Brahman, will not affect Brahman's nature. So, we can say that Brahman experiences the world. So, Brahman experiences the world. But how can experience happen without Maya coming into picture? So, Maya creates the world. So, therefore, Maya also has to have a say in Brahman experiencing the world. So, that is why Vidyaranya says, Maya Vrutya. So this Atma ड्यू टू माया वृत्ति. सो वृत्ति ऑफ माया, वॉट डज माया डू टू ब्रह्मन? माया मेक्स ब्रह्मन एज इफ लिमिटेड. सो अज्ञोहम, सो इज ए स्थूलोहम, आई एम लाइक और स्थान, लाइक आई एम लाइक फैट, आई एम ग्रास, आई एम सो एंड सो. सो ऑल दीज नोशंस आर क्रिएटेड बाई माया. सो माया वृत्ति, सो माया's modification, or we can say Maya itself in a way limits this Brahman, and as a result of that, Vicharayet. So the Atma gets into, Atma means Brahman, Brahman gets into experience of the world. So experience of the world happens for Brahman. Brahman alone experiences the entire world. So Brahman alone experiences the entire world because due to Maya Vritti. So here Brahman means, Vidyaranya is in a way talking about Ishvara, or Ishvara, one who is like in a way one who is creating, we can say. But that Ishvara and individual aren't too different. So the individuality and totality aren't different. So they are like different from worldly perspective, but essentially Ishvara and Jiva are one Brahman alone. So one may be like, it's like the same person done in different roles. So my Panchadashi Vidyaranya says it is like the same person becoming a son and a grandson to father and grandfather. So with respect to father and grandfather, the same person becomes a son and a grandson in the same way. The same one Brahman appears as Ishvara and Jiva. Ishvara controls the world and Jiva experiences the world. Jiva has bhogam, Ishvara has control. Both are unreal because the world itself is unreal. World itself is unreal, controlling of the world is unreal. Bhogam of the world is unreal. So therefore both are unreal. If both are unreal, everything is unreal. Is it Shunya? Definitely no, because the world's essence itself is Brahman. And Ishvara and Jiva are pulsating. There is Sphuranam. So that Sphuranam, if we are able to find, like we are able to separate from individuality, separate from the body, mind and all, then we will be able to realize that what is there, or that essence of the Sphuranam, essence of Ishvara and Jiva, or the Sphuranam itself is what? Sphuranam itself is Brahman alone. So that is what Vidyaranya is hinting at here. So like, it's very tough to understand concepts, but in simple terms, only one Brahman exists. So due to Maya, there is Maya. Maya makes it appear as if everything exists. So everything is like a long dream. So Nidra Iva. So Nidreva. So like Nidra, everything happens because ultimately one Brahman alone exists. So we'll stop here for now. So may Amma bless us so that we'll be able to remember that one Brahman alone exists here. That is, which is Nirvikara, that is Ananda Swarupa, Dhyananda. So that through this knowledge we'll be able to overcome all problems. We'll be able to ever rejoice in bliss here and now itself. We'll continue next week. Namaskar.